The indie rock band Portugal the Man is actually not from Portugal, but they are strongly influenced by a sense of place. Just listen to this and see if you can guess where the band members are from. That track you're hearing is called The Woods, and you'd be right to hear a Motown influence, but you'd need to head much farther north and west to reach the band's hometown. Portugal the Man is from Wasilla, Alaska. Yep, that Wasilla, where Sarah Palin served on the city council and as mayor before becoming Alaska's governor and then running for vice president. Leanne Hansen spoke with Portugal the Man about their new CD.
The band's new album is called The Satanic Satanist, and two founding members of Portugal the Man join us now, John Gourley and Zach Carruthers. Welcome, both of you.
Hey.
Hello.
Tell us, what was it like to start a band in Wasilla? Were you always called Portugal the Man when you were starting out?
Well, this band was.
Okay.
John and I had been in a band previously together with three other guys from Alaska as well, from Wasilla. John had been talking about starting Portugal as kind of a side project, and as soon as our old band broke up, he asked if I wanted to join Portugal full-time, and we didn't even play any shows in Wasilla because, there's, as you can imagine, the music scene in Wasilla, Alaska isn't exactly thriving.
What, a couple of bars? Is that it?
Yeah, there's a couple bars. There's a pretty good bluegrass scene, I guess, but I don't think we'd fit in too well with them, And so we moved down to Portland, and we've just been working hard on it ever since.
Listening to the song Work, is that something from the day when you both had to have day jobs to support yourselves as musicians?
Yeah, that song is so much about my family and what they do. If you work all day, the rhythm through the night. Work all night, the rhythm through the day. Sell that soul, you'll be burning up bright. Got no soul. My dad builds houses, and for the earlier portion of my life anyway, we moved around quite a bit. It took us to some just really amazing places. I mean, I got to go to school and in schoolhouses that were just one room with two other kids in my grade, and my dad was just always about work and, you know, doing what he had to do to support us and to support the communities as well that we were going to. We'll pick it up and pack it up and put it in a bag. Sack it up like cinnamon.
Alaska has to, and the Alaskan way of life has to infuse your music and influence you. I thought a little bit about Alaska listening to the tune Sun and imagining that you get a lot of gigs in the summer because the sun shines all the time.
Alaskan summers are one of the most amazing things you can see. It's obnoxious if you play in a band and you stay up until 4 in the morning because there's no rest during the summers. But it's amazing being able to climb up a mountain at midnight, you know, and come back down at 3 in the morning, and you just feel energized. It's something that really breathes a lot of life into Alaska, and I guess the winters take away as much as the summers give.
What do you think, Zach?
Oh, I agree with John totally. It's something that is just so much fun growing up there and having light 24 hours a day. You know, it's dusk, like the sun isn't shining brightly where we live. But 4th of July is not that impressive, though. People, it's like shooting fireworks off at noon. And everybody's like, oh, cool.
Sweet. Thousands of dollars just shot into the sky, and I have no idea what happened.
Yeah. And then New Year's, it looks really good, but it's usually about 20 or 30 below zero, so not something you want to stand outside and watch.
Yeah. John, you blog on your band's website, and you've written about an experience you had as a boy. You were hunting moose with your father. Did this inspire the song Guns and Dogs?
Yeah, you know what? I guess somewhat it did. It was a pretty cool experience.
We
My dad just, out of nowhere, he's the craziest guy. He just decided that he wanted to run the Iditarod, which is a 1,000-mile dog sled race in Alaska. He just picked up, got a bunch of dogs, took us out to a place near Trapper Creek called Icy Lake that quite literally is just an icy lake. I mean, you can't even get out there in the summer. But he took us out there, built a cabin, and we just raised these dogs and trained these dogs for mushing and lived out in the woods, so... He had a lot of things to teach us in taking us out there, and I think I took a lot of it for granted at the time. You know, I would watch Sesame Street and see neighborhoods and kids with other kids to play with, and I just didn't have that. You know, we were on a lake. We just didn't have that stuff.
Yeah. Zach, growing up and, you know, hearing your first music as a that would influence you as a teenager, what was it like in Alaska? You know, I think John actually wrote that you often wouldn't get any new music until months after it was released. Did that shape your experience?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it was probably more like years, maybe decades after when we were growing.
Cool.
Yeah,
Is this why I'm hearing BG harmonies on your CD now?
Yeah, maybe, I guess. We're going back to the stuff that we thought just came out, you know?
This new band, The Beatles, you got to check it
out. Yeah.
No,
when I started, you know, in middle school or something like that, I started researching my own music a little bit as best as I could, you know, before the internet. But as far as the whole underground music scene, we just had no idea it even existed.
Yeah.
I guess the basic rule growing up was if it was cool in California, wait about 8 or 9 years, and then it's cool in Alaska. And now with better communication...
The internet.
Yeah.
And technology. We have it's a little bit easier to find things.
Well, how about we end with a song? It's a little retro to me. It sounds like John Lennon. It's called Let You Down, and particularly the end. I mean, you've got that reverb sounding like tears.
And know that it's all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right.
It was just Ryan and I. It was just our keyboard player and I sitting in a room just looking at each other. And it is a downer song, but... Ryan is such a fun guy and such a funny guy. It really brought a different life into the song and what it was.
And I only let you down.
Music is something that you really have to want to do it, you know, and then there has to be a reason behind it. And I think we've done a pretty good job at keeping that true.
John Gourley and Zach Carruthers are two founding members of Portugal the Man. Their latest recording is The Satanic Satanist, and both of them joined us from our studios in New York. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.